لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا.
The Messiah neither did disdain to be a servant of Allah, nor do the angels who are stationed near him. And whoever disdains to serve him and waxes arrogant, Allah will certainly muster them all to him.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
He will grant those who have believed and done good deeds their rewards in full, and will give them more out of His bounty. He will bestow upon those who have been disdainful and arrogant a painful chastisement, and they will find for themselves neither a guardian nor a helper besides Allah.
Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina.
O men, a proof has come to you from your Lord, and we have sent down unto you a clear light.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
Allah will surely admit those who believe in Him and hold fast to Him to His mercy and bounty, and will guide them unto a straight way to Himself.
يَسْتَفْتُونَكْ قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِي الْكَلَالَةِ إن امرؤ هلك ليس له ولد وله أخت فلها نصف ما ترك وهو يرثها إن لم يكن لها ولد فإن كانت اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانوا إخوة رجالا ونساء فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم.
People ask you to pronounce a ruling concerning inheritance from those who have left behind no lineal heirs. Kalala, say, Allah pronounces for you the ruling. Should a man die childless but have a sister, she shall have one half of what he has left behind. And should the sister die childless, his brother shall inherit her. And if the heirs are two sisters, they shall have two-thirds of what he has left behind. And if the heirs are sisters and brothers, then the male shall have the share of two females. Allah makes His commandments clear to you, lest you go astray. Allah has full knowledge of everything. People, this verse was revealed long after the revelation of the rest of this surah. According to certain traditions, this verse was the very last Quranic verse to be revealed. Even if this is disputed, it shows at least that this verse was revealed in 9 after Hijri, whereas the Muslims had been reciting the present Surah Al-Nisa for quite some time before that. It was for this reason that this verse was not included among the verses relating to inheritance mentioned at the beginning of the Surah, but was attached to it at the end as an appendix. I ask you to pronounce a ruling concerning inheritance from those who have left behind no lineal heirs. Kalala. There is disagreement about the meaning of the word kalala. According to some scholars, it means one who dies leaving neither issue nor father nor grandfather. According to others, it refers to those who die without issue, regardless of whether succeeded by either father or grandfather. On this question, Umar remained undecided up to the last, but the majority of jurists accept the opinion of Abu Bakr that the former meaning is correct. The Quran also seems to support this, for here the sisters of the Kalala has been apportioned half of the inheritance, whereas had his father been alive, the sister would not have been inherited from him at all.
Should a man die childless but have a sister?
The apportioned shares in inheritance mentioned here are those of brothers and sisters, whether related through both parents or through a common father only. Abu Bakr gave this interpretation in one of his pronouncements, and none of the companions expressed any dissent. This view is, therefore, considered to be supported by consensus, ijma.
And should the sister die childless, but have a brother, he shall inherit her.
This means that if there is no other legal heir, the brother will receive the entire inheritance. In the presence of other heirs, such as husband, the brother will receive all the residual inheritance after the other heirs have received their apportioned shares.
And if the heirs are two sisters, they shall have two-thirds of what he has left behind.
The same also applies to more than two sisters.